Then you start looking at other people's profiles, seeing all their highlights, and then you have this fear of missing out na parang, bakit ako ganito? Bakit yung buhay ko normal? Bakit yung buhay ko mediocre? Walang nangyayari. And then you start feeling bad about yourselves, and then you talk harshly towards yourself, and then that's just going to spiral downwards.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Mishconception. I'm really happy that you're here and supporting me once again. If you've listened to the past episodes, thank you very much. In case you haven't, please do check them out and do leave a review if you're listening via Apple Podcasts. So today, I am so blessed to have one of the most famous podcasters here in the Philippines, Alec Cuenca. So he has his podcast, Small Talk Podcast. So it's I think number two, right, on the self-improvement podcast here in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So grabe, thank you so much, Alec, for being here and for granting me this honor to have you as my guest.
No, it's my pleasure. I could easily remember the time that I was, you know, asking people out to guest on my show, and even nung nagsisimula pa lang ako, it was really exciting. So when people asked me to be on their show, it really excites me, and I'm really happy to be here on your show. First of all, congratulations. And dun sa siguro sa number two, mga 2 to 5 ganyan, pero nagbabago-bago. Pero yes, I'm in the self-improvement podcast, I mean in self-improvement charts, kaya ayun. So again, thank you so much.
I mean, you know what really caught my eye when I was, way before I started doing the podcast, I like your tagline, small conversations with huge impact. Mm-hmm. I think that's really what, I guess that's one of the things why, or one of the reasons why I started listening to podcasts years back. It was when I realized, oh, I can get a lot of, you know, knowledge from these podcast episodes just by, you know, sitting down a few 30 to 40 minute episodes. And yet there's so many knowledge that I could get from them. It's very packed talaga. So ayun, I mean, that's why also your podcast is really inspiring. And I hope, you know, our listeners today here in Misconceptions would also be inspired by your story and what we're about to impart to them today.
Yeah, the tagline, small conversations with huge impact. From the people who actually know me in real life, I'd like to talk about deep stuff. Like, minsan kahit yung mga mabababaw, I always try to reflect and observe on how, and try to look at it at a different perspective. So, basically, that's who I am. You know, the podcast is an extension of who I am. I'd like to talk about those stuff, mental health, motivation, and positivity, and all that kind of stuff. Kaya, you know, one thing that actually surprised me was when a lot of people are actually connecting with the podcast. Because at first, it was just a side project where I would share my thoughts, you know, just like here in Mishconceptions. Share my thoughts, my pagkwentuhan, pero the rawness, the genuineness of the things that I say there, I think that connects with a lot of people, which is why they like the podcast.
That's true. I think yun yung importante. I think that's what differs podcasts from the other platform where we consume content. The rawness of it, it's just, you know, casual conversations, getting knowledge based on our experience.
Yeah.
And I agree. It's also why I started this. At first, I mean, I was scared, diba? I think I was sharing this to you. I was scared. I wasn't sure what I was getting into at first, or I don't know how people would react to it. But so far, whenever I release one content, parang I get so excited. I hope this helps someone. Yun. Yeah. Anyway, so just moving to the topic today. You know, I actually had this topic as an idea because I was listening to one of your episodes when you said the only perspective that you need to have, right? And along with your other episodes talking about, you know, how we could improve ourselves. And one thing I noticed is, you know, our society today is now super immersed on social media. It's really the social media age. Philippines is one of the top users, if not the top user for Facebook. And some of us... well, I'm not saying all, but there are a lot of people who may have a different identity online or will try to build a certain identity online through, let's say, flexing, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think about it? Or offhand, from what have you heard about it and what are your thoughts about it?
Kahit ako, I've experienced using social media dahil, you know, I needed to show off, I needed to be certain. There was actually a point in during this nagboom kasi yung podcast during the pandemic. I was doing podcasting for a year and I was getting like 50, 60 listeners. And then the pandemic came and I grew like from 1,000 plus listeners per episode. And then I didn't know how to handle that. So on those moments, I felt like I had to portray myself as someone that would fit dun sa mga listeners ko, because they followed me for a reason. Tas baka hindi nila magustuhan yung totoong ako, ganyan ganyan. So there was a brief moment in my life where I had to be someone else. Pero all that, lahat ng na experience kong yun, napunta lang lahat yun sa breakdowns, sa burnout. Kasi I wasn't being who I was really am. Nakakabigla eh. Nakakabigla yung mga ganong klaseng changes. And actually, one of the things that I'm trying to practice right now is, you know, just spending less time on social media. I know you're a content creator, pero at this age, sa 20s mo, you have a lot of things to learn. And when you go on social media, it is basically telling you that with the information that's available, you should figure this out by now. Dapat alam mo na yan. Dapat gets mo na. And then you start looking at other people's profiles, seeing all their highlights, and then you have this fear of missing out na parang, bakit ako ganito? Bakit yung buhay ko normal? Bakit yung buhay ko mediocre? Walang nangyayari. And then you start feeling bad about yourselves, and then you talk harshly towards yourself, and then that's just going to spiral downwards. So that's my initial thoughts on you know what you said about the social media and being there and flexing and all that stuff. Yeah,
totoo yan. I think thanks for sharing that. From my end, ganun din yung naramdaman ko eh. Parang social media was so prevalent that you started seeing people's highlights, and like what you said, you start comparing eh. Parang bakit, oh si ganyan na-promote, or si ganyan parang nagta-travel siya sa Amanpulo or where, right? I mean, all around the world, and yet I'm here, and what am I doing with my life? Someone's the youngest promotee, the youngest awardee, parang ganun eh. Parang you're just trying to keep up with your own life, and yet you see other people, parang they're like thriving in their own way, and they're doing it so easily. But yun, you're right. I mean, it might be a product of the whole flex culture. People may do it intentionally or unintentionally. But I think the flex culture in itself is maybe done intentionally. At least that piece, right? Because they nilalabas nila eh, lahat ng brands, lahat ng sinusuot nila. Like, I bought this new bag, I bought this new ganyan. And that starts triggering our minds and asking ourselves na, okay, ako din ba dapat bumili ako ng ganyan? Yeah. And bumili ba ako, kailangan ko bang i-post din? Parang ako din, may ganito din ako, di ba?
Tapos makikita ko pa, sobrang daming likes. Tapos parang ikaw, bakit? Baka ganun pala talaga dapat. Baka pagdating mo dapat ng ganitong age, or pag nakuha mo yung trabaho mo, dapat may ganyan ka na rin. And so, it's really misleading, you know, social media. And one thing that I always like to remind myself is when I see someone like posting on social media and I find myself na kahit may konting nararamdaman na selos or inggit, I always remind myself na he probably sucks at something too. And a lot of people are asking me, okay, how Alec, how do you remove your insecurities? It's by reminding yourself that everybody sucks. At some point in their lives, at one aspect in their lives, they suck. So let's not wag tayong masyadong mabulag sa kung anong pinapakita na sa sa atin ng mga tao. Kasi if, you might see the surface of what they're doing, pero the struggles, the hardships, the obstacles that they have to overcome, hindi naman nila pinapost yun eh. So I always think na, okay, that kind of makes me feel lighter. Ewan ko sa ibang tao, pero that's how I do it.
Yeah. That's actually a very good perspective, no? Na parang, okay, he must suck somewhere. So,
I'm
okay
sure.
Lang. Hindi lang natin alam, hindi niya pinapakita. But for sure, meron yan. Hindi lang natin alam. But I like what you said about the whole insecurity part. I was reading through online and, you know, I was just looking at a lot of content in terms of comparing ourselves, this whole flex culture. And I saw somewhere that, you know, there's two main reasons why we compare, right? This comparison is a product of what we see in this flex culture. One would be out of insecurity and fear, mm-hmm. which is what you've just shared right now na, okay, parang haka-insecure naman yun, parang ang ganda ng katawan niya, mm-hmm. di ba? Or nag-exercise siya, or let's say, ano ba yan, nakakapag-travel siya, kaya ko din ba yan, in the future, can I do that? And the second one is the desire to improve, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you compare yourself with others, there's also that part, hey, ang galing niya. Like, for example, si Alec, galing mag-podcast. I mean, what can I do to basically improve my podcast and be like you, diba? So, there's that aspect as well. Na, when we say comparison, it's not just, it's not totally bad, mm-hmm. but it depends on what the intent is or what you have or your mindset, right? Mm-hmm. At the back of your mind when you compare yourself with others. Is it out of insecurity and fear or is it out of the desire to improve?
Yeah, and I think what works in that department is when you try to look at someone and then you see something that you'd want na meron ka rin sa buhay mo. You can do that as long as you don't overlook the very important other aspects about the journey ng tao, is that he struggled, he has a lot of problems, he had a lot of issues to face. And when you understand the entirety of the process, na hindi lang talaga flexing ang nangyari dyan, he had to really work hard for it. When you understand that, and at the same time still feel like and at the same time you still feel like comparing yourself to that person, that can be something really inspiring because it instills hope na if he can do it, I can do it as well. If he that's why the thing about the podcast, Small Talk Podcast, if you listen to the episodes that I make, I always try to embed a personal experience of hardship. And I think that's what people like about the podcast, it reminds them na I had it less than this guy, yet I'm not really doing the thing that I want to. So pag naisip nila na ito rin pala may pinagdaanan eh, so yun, kaya ko rin pala yun, parang ganun. So that's what basically I instilled, na the problems, they exist, and they exist for a reason. So you gotta find your way and your unique way to actually make the things that you want to have, you know, or the dreams that you have come true.
Correct. I think I like also what you said, and just going back to what you said earlier about, you know, taking a time off social media. I guess that's your way to basically minimize whatever, yeah. you know, negative effects. Kasi double-edged sword talaga si social media, right? You see more about your friends, your family, especially now we're in the pandemic and we're locked at home, mm-hmm. and you don't get to communicate with them as much. But at the same time, you see a lot of these happenings that you start to ask questions about. So by minimizing your time with social media, you start doing other things that where you read a book, just get more connected. That yun yung, I guess, misconception din sa social media. Or if not misconception, it's really just two different things. You could get more connected, ideally. But at the same time, because you spend so much time in your phones, in your laptops, on your tablets, you don't get to connect with the people that you are with, diba, at that moment. Your family, Mga ganun. So I really like what you said about that, you know, just having that time off social media.
Yeah, and not only that you get disconnected with the people around you, you also get disconnected with yourself. Kasi we only have very limited energy. And when we spend our energies listening to gossip, basically social media is like this big group of gossip. You learn about your friend's lunch. You learn about what happened in ex's relationship, ex's new relationship. It's all gossip. It doesn't really affect you in a personal way, yet you spend so much time and energy just trying to consume it. So when you get disconnected with social media and just sit there and be with yourself, that's the only time that you reconnect with yourself. I'm actually practicing that more recently. I've been overwhelmed with the projects on the podcast. It's amazing. You gotta keep on creating more podcasts because the podcast scene is very hungry for new podcasts, for very insightful podcasts, and it will open so much opportunities for you. Nagkataon lang na ako, it was pandemic, and nasakto that the content that I create is really helping a lot of people, and so projects kept on coming left and right, and I didn't know how to handle it kasi I'm just a normal college guy who created podcasts as a side thing, and I was really overwhelmed and I didn't know how to handle it. So one thing that I've learned is it's not so bad. I'm not gonna miss anything, and people will still be there for me even if I take a step back and slow down and just be myself. And so again, that goes back to the point na you just gotta learn how to say no to the things that don't matter for you to actually say yes to the things that does, which is you connecting by yourself and just reflecting and just enjoying your life.
I love that. As in, I like what you said na parang, you know, just saying no to things. Because personally, just to share, I have a problem or I can't say no.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'm the kind of person, as much as I can help you, I would say yes all the time, to the point that I may be too burnt out or maybe I get so tired already and yet I'll still say yes. So I like what you said. You know, sometimes we really just have to say no on certain things that would not, you know, really help us physically, mentally, emotionally, and just invest our time on those things that could just really help us take some time off, have that, you know, rest period, and just connect within ourselves, diba? I like that. And I think in terms of, on the comparison side, and just, you know, connecting with ourselves, I read from Warren Buffett that he was saying there's like two kinds of scorecard, right? The inner scorecard or the outer scorecard. Mm-hmm. What we see in the comparison with other people, it's just, that's the outer scorecard. You compare yourself with other people. But in terms of your inner scorecard, what are you doing to improve yourself, right? Mm. To be able to say, okay, these are the steps that I need to take to improve on myself, to change my mindset, and to just be healthier in terms of like in our mental space, right? Especially right now, kulong tayo lahat eh, and we have all the time in the world to think.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. Yeah, I think one of the things, I don't know, the main, like, some people might disagree on this, but when it comes to me comparing myself and trying to compete with other people, I don't do it because I really believe that you can reach your goal when you try to compare yourself to other people and you say, I want that. You can get that. Pero the perspective where you are coming from, that's coming from a negative emotion. It's coming from either hate or envy. I hate this guy. I'm prove it to this guy that I can do it. I hate, I have this anger towards my family and I'm gonna reach my goals to do it. You can reach your goals. You can get to the place where you want to be in, but you are coming from a position of hate. And that places you with so much burden. On the other hand, when you focus on yourself, when you try to compete with yourself, when you compare yourself to who you were yesterday, to the version you were before, it's coming from a point of love. You love yourself, which is why you need to be better. You love yourself, which is why you need to improve yourself. And so you will reach your goals regardless if you do it out of hate or out of love. But when you do it out of love, it just feels more fulfilling. Because you do it for yourself. You do it out of love. And yeah, that's how I look at it.
It's so nice, though, to see when you look back and look how much you've grown over the past few years or the past few months. Like, I have this tiny journal I have. I started doing it when I was 16. And then I put short-term goals, what I want to achieve in the next 3 years or like next 5 years. And then it just started becoming a habit just to look back to it once in a while. And then I laugh at my old goals. And at the same time, I am happy to see how far I've grown from versus my 16-year-old self. And like what you said, it's really nice to see how far we've grown to compare ourselves with ourselves, right? I mean, ikaw, for example, you're saying, grabe talaga this pandemic. Small talk grew so much, right? Versus before. Like, when you look back to your episode one or the first few episodes, I'm sure you're so proud of yourself right now for how far you've grown, how far you've reached with small talk.
Yeah, the podcast is my thesis for self-improvement. I was trying so hard, Mish, for the longest time. Quick backstory for the people who doesn't know me. I haven't yet finished college. I am in my last term in Mapua, but I switched my degree on my fourth year because I was still second year standing in Mapua. I wasn't really doing any best. So I sucked for a very long time. But during those times, even though I didn't know how I would do it, I knew I had to improve myself. And that's the thing with growth. Growth is not linear. It's not going to be step one, step two, step three, and then you're going to be to step 100. It's not going to be like that. You need to put in 100% of work and get zero reward for it in the short term. And then after a few years, give it some time, you'll realize you've grown so much. And the only time that I was able to see that I've actually grown was last year, when the podcast was becoming this thing, when I was getting more people to listen to the podcast and to my message. That was the only time. And I was doing it for 7 years. 7 years I was invested in myself. In my free time, I wasn't doing my assignments or my homeworks. I would go to the library and just read on self-improvement, self-help books, and business books. And a lot of people were looking at me like, you're wasting your time. You should be just finishing your school. But I was really into self-development. And so even though that aspect, I didn't get to apply it, it didn't really matter, because in the bigger scheme of things, I am going to exit Mapua. I'm still going to graduate regardless of how long it took me. And at the same time, I was able to build something very beautiful with the podcast. And that paid off really well, you know. And it may come in different versions of how you try to improve yourself. Whether you really want to improve your grades, you can do that as well. If you want to stick to a very traditional path of studying and working, you can do that. But the point is, you need to put in the work to make yourself better. You need to put in the effort, the time, the energy, and then not look at any results in the short term. But trust me, it will all make sense if you just give it time to grow. Kasi magulat ka na lang biglang, bam, ang taas na ng laki na ng pinagbago mo.
Yun yung ano, no? Yun yung kailangan maging mindset natin. I think most of the time, we try and try and try until such a point we want to give up. I think I remember one image online that there was someone digging through underground for a treasure, for example. And he's been digging through that for possibly a long time. Diba? So I think he decided to stop when it was almost there at that point where he was about to receive his reward. So I think what we can do is just to keep improving, you know, even though there are a lot of challenges. We shouldn't stop, right? Improving ourselves. And one thing I want, I heard from your story was like on the delay part, right? Like for those people who are listening, and obviously, di ba, when we compare, usually paunahan kasi, di ba? Or yun yung yeah. outlier, pero some people are trying to be the first, or some people are just trying to stay within the normal time or the standard time. What are your thoughts or tips to those listeners who are experiencing some delays in their life? Delays in possibly, yun, di sila nakapagpakasal because of the pandemic. Some had to stop school, diba? Some have to basically just stop and pause, right? And because of that, it was a point of delay in their life versus their peers.
Yeah. Before, when I was in college, I was very insecure. I was always comparing myself to other people, especially after 4 years of college where my batchmates would already graduate, would get a job, would get their first job, first paycheck, they would treat their parents out. And I was very jealous. I was very insecure na, what am I doing with my life? Ganun ang naiisip ko. But again, there was, I was always there to comfort myself that God has a bigger plan. You know, I may have lost the perspective on how I could do it, but I never really lost my faith in God, in the universe, in one day it will make sense. And so instead of me trying to look on other sa mga taong nakaka-experience na mga ibang mga kabatch ko, I just focused on myself. Like, ano yung kaya kong gawin ngayon para sa sarili ko?
That's a very good mindset.
And every single day, yeah, every single day, ganun lang, ganun ng ganun ng iniisip ko. Today is the only thing that matters. You'll never know. And the thing is, with the pandemic, that made us realize how fragile the things that we are the plans that we have for life. It's the ultimate equalizer. Like, we had a lot of goals, ambitions before the pandemic, but the pandemic showed us, like, stripped us all out of our dreams and just, you know, this is the facts. Ito yung reality. Now, what are you gonna do about it? And so, that was the moment that I actually learned na, okay, I was training my whole life for this. Like, this hardship was not, honestly, it's hard because I'm an extrovert. I enjoyed talking and seeing people outside. But I didn't have a hard time, you know, adjusting to the change. Because I understood at a very early age na things like this happens. Life happens. I didn't get to graduate 4 years. My long-term relationship broke up with me. And these things happen. And so the hardships that I actually experienced was preparing me or building my character up into these major events in life, which is the pandemic. And dun ko lang mas na-appreciate na, ah, puti, kaya pala ako nahihirapan before. Para ngayon, pag ganyang klaseng hirap na hindi ka na masyadong nahihirapan, you can still find peace, you can still do your work, you can still help other people and do what and find your purpose and do your purpose.
That's a very nice mindset to have talaga. I'm really amazed, you know, this is, I could really see the 7 years worth of, you know, self-improvement, you and really investing in yourself, which I think it's very rare right now because we try to do that, but not at that age that when you started. Parang, di ba? Most of the time, we do it na lang when we think it's necessary for us to move ahead with our career, to do other things. But that's really a really, really nice mindset to have. And I think just a final note, since, you know, this is talking about the whole flex culture, what are your tips for the listeners on how they could flex responsibly, right? Because, diba? I mean, hindi naman lahat hindi pwedeng i-flex, diba? How do we flex responsibly?
We flex responsibly when we post something, when we want to share something on social media, and don't look at the notifications. If you post anything on social media and not give a damn about the numbers, that's how you flex responsibly, because you know deep inside that you're posting to just share it and express it, not look at it as a numbers game. That did they like it? Was I good enough for them? Was it impressive? Because when you do that, when you look at the numbers, all you're doing is trying to boost your ego. That's all there is. But when you put it out there and hope that someone may get inspired, may get value from your post, whether they like it or not, whether you have one like or 5,000 likes, if you don't give a damn about that, that's how you essentially know that you are flexing responsibly. So I don't really care if you're posting the food that you eat, the restaurant that you kung saan kayo kumain kanina, the clothes that you're wearing. I don't care. But the moment that you look at the numbers, how many people like it, that's how you're gonna lose the game. So post to express, but never ever to impress.
That's a very good way to end this, and you know, end that with a quote. It's really to express yourself, just to share, and not to impress others. And my last question, because this is a misconception podcast, Alec, what is a common misconception about you?
I think I have two. The first one is that I'm a very serious person. I am not. Well, I'd like to be a very serious person. Well, I just really enjoy talking about these things. But in real life, if you want me to talk about basketball or gaming or anything that, you know, lights you up, I'm willing to talk about that as long as I know about that as well. A lot of people might there's this one podcast that I guessed today that also asked me that question. And but he asked it like, what's your favorite type of music? And I said, well, my favorite is rap. And he said, no way, I thought you were a jazz guy or something very mellow. No, I'm a very hyper person in real life. And that's one common misconception. The second is, and I also want to point this out and you know, put an emphasis on this, is that I have my life figured out. The thing is, I don't. I'm trying to reflect and observe and contemplate on the things that are happening. And I try to give meaning to the things that are happening in my life. But I'm not doing it on purpose. Like, this is the life that is handed to me. I'm just here to interpret what is actually happening. And so I'm still a work in progress. Even though, you know, a lot of people might say, na, wow, iba ka na, ganyan, ganyan. It's a misconception. I don't have it figured out. And the things that you see on social media are the things that I want you to see on social media. So you just gotta be, you know, careful with the image na the people you admire on social media have it all perfectly planned out, because they don't have it. And that includes me.
Kasi my first episode, that was the only episode I did a solo one, it was exactly the same. I was saying, the title was I Will Have It All Figured Out by 25, because that was a misconception I had before I reached 25. And then when I reached 25, I realized, wait, well, I don't have it figured out. What's happening? It's a work in progress. Like, exactly what you say, exactly what you said. What you see in social media is what I want you to see. It's my way of expressing myself. But apart from that, there are a lot of things you guys don't know, a lot of the background work, a lot of the things I have to think about, diba, mga ganun. So I could totally relate to that. Anyway, so yun, thank you so much, Alec, for being here. So why didn't you promote Small Talk?
Okay, if you want to listen to Small Talk, it's available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just search for Small Talk with Alec Cuenca. It's the one with the yellow, orange backgrounds. It's very easy to see. And I'm also on TikTok and Instagram, where I post daily motivational and inspirational content. You can follow me at Small Talk Podcast. And yeah, I guess
Thank
that's
you again for joining me today. And that's it for today's episode of Misconception. If you like this episode, please do leave a review if you're listening via Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening via Spotify, please share this with your friends. And that's it. Thank you, guys.
That's it for today's episode of Misconceptions. If you enjoyed it, please share this online and with your friends. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Misconceptions Podcast, and do follow us on Instagram at Misconceptions. See you in the next episode.